We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The president switching things up with the stroke of one tweet, saying after 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Here to talk about it, Jordana Miller, correspondent live from Jerusalem, to the reaction to this tweet. First, the history behind it. How big of a deal was this?
This is a huge deal. This is a mountain ridge that sits on the northeast of Israel's border, and it was captured by Israel back in 1967 during the Six-Day War. That was a defensive war. Nonetheless, Syria has for decades said that it wants that mountain ridge back. And the international community, including the U.S., until this tweet by the president, considered that area disputed, meaning that it needed to be negotiated in a peace deal between Israel and Syria. And now what the president has essentially done, even though Syria, one could argue, is falling apart, we're not sure how the political situation is going to look when the civil war there winds down. Nonetheless, in any future deal, the president has just said, well, the Golan Heights is now off the table. It belongs to Israel.
Now, what has been the reaction from Jerusalem?
Well, of course, on the Israeli side, elation, really. This is something that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been urging the United States to do for years, really ever since the Civil War broke out back in 2011. He urged President Obama, former President Barack Obama, to do it. Obama said no, and he's been urging Trump really since he got into office, making the argument that this is simply so dangerous now, the chaos in southern Syria poses a threat to Israel's northern border. And, you know, when we look at the facts on the ground, there are Islamist groups there that have been, fighting in the civil war, that are no friends of Israel. And Hezbollah, which is backed up by Iran, is also operating in Syria as well now, southern Syria. And, of course, Iran has been attempting to set up a military establishment there. So if Israel ever had such a strong argument as to why this is the time that Israel needs to claim that ridge and never give it back, because it is strategic, this was the time, and Trump, you know, was open to that and obviously has made his decision.
All right. I was going to say, is there one thing maybe yesterday? Is there a reason for yesterday specifically, or is it just kind of everything you mentioned, just the general timing seemed right?
Well, I think it seems very obvious to those of us who've been here covering politics that this seems to have been a step by the White House to help Prime Minister Netanyahu in his reelection campaign. Voters are going to the polls in just 3 weeks. He is down in the polls. He's dogged by corruption allegations. And it's curious that Trump felt the need to do this now via Twitter when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is here, and not next week when Netanyahu visits the White House. I mean, it only seems like just another week for Netanyahu to have good news for voters here. So I think the timing is somewhat suspect.
Okay, that is Jordana Miller. Jordana, thank you for the update, to joining us live from Jerusalem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.